77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio, New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I assure you, we're going to have a great time together. And first of all, let me say this. I feel green. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, we all feel green today. And green is the way to go. Each year, St. Patrick's Day falls on the 17th of March. In Ireland, the day of celebration has been a public holiday since 1903. And St. Patrick's Day traditions include celebrations that concentrate, of course, on Irish-themed parties, drinks and food. And all Irish clubs and pubs are super busy. And of course, many communities around the world hold large street parades, all beautiful and green, to mark St. Patrick's Day. And the New York City Parade is one of the largest in the world. And so to all of you who are listening right now, have a wonderful and happy St. Patrick's Day. And how am I going to celebrate it? Well, I'm going to escape from the city and I will be hiking with my dog, looking for some green signs of spring. I can't wait. And now I think it's about time to dive into my interview segment and let me welcome my first great guest.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm so happy to introduce my fabulous guest. She's a former sports attorney, Miss America finalist, and Donald Trump apprentice contestant. She's also reinvention strategist, influence expert, and best-selling author known as the Godfidence Coach. She's been featured regularly on CNN, Fox Business, ESPN, and today I'm feeling so lucky because she's here on the Yola Nash Show on WABC, the incredible Marshawn Evans Daniels.
Thank you.
Welcome
for
to the show.
Me. This is awesome. So great to be with you.
Based on what I've read about you, you've been an amazing achiever and hardworking person your entire life. But there was one incredibly painful event in your personal life that completely stepped you and made you reinvent yourself. And it was like a split rock moment, as yes. You describe in your book that we're going to talk about in a second. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I would love to just tell you about the worst time of my life.
Let's start with that.
It's interesting that you said that my life has been marked with achievement. And sometimes those can become your badges, your identity, how you look at yourself and you think you are your accomplishments. And that's kind of where I was in this season. I had been on The Apprentice. I had been in the Miss America competition. I was running a sports agency, managing pro athletes in the NFL and the NBA. And everything was great. I had a great life, very successful, lots of income. And I'm also engaged. I'm engaged to be married. And I'm about to become a bonus mom to three kids. And so I'm excited. And I felt like all my prayers really had come true. Mm-hmm. And then 6 days before my wedding was supposed to take place, I just want to set the scene. So 6 days before the wedding, of course, my dresses, plural, are purchased. The venue is there. We've got the pastor. We've got the food, the cake, the flowers, the bridesmaids. People have their tickets from all around the country and all around the world who are flying in for this wedding. And then 6 days before my wedding, I discover something that completely devastated and changed my life, and I discovered that he was cheating on me.
And that's the worst.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It breaks your heart.
It takes the air out of your lungs. It takes the hope. So I didn't see this coming, and it completely brought me to my knees in a way that something never, nothing else ever has.
It's but the what biggest betrayal you can imagine.
Yeah. I didn't have a plan B. And so it's one thing to fall, because women get cheated on, but it's hard when the person who's supposed to catch you is the one who drops you. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the emotional experience that a lot of women do, although I didn't lose my mind. I felt like grace definitely came in and helped me to mm-hmm. be able to make the decision. I wanted to ask the question, why did this happen to someone like me? Was this not to me, or was it really for me? And through that process of discovery, I learned that there are blessings hidden inside of betrayal.
Your new book just came out.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Believe Bigger, Discover the Path to Your Life Purpose. What was your motivation behind writing this book?
I didn't want to write this book because I didn't want to tell the story. Like, who wants to talk about
it? It's very personal.
It's very personal. Yeah. And I'm a branding expert, an influence strategist, and how to package and put forth the best image. And so I had to learn that there is something more powerful than branding over the brokenness. Mm-hmm. And that is transparency and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And so what was really the catalyst for me as I reinvented my life, I was, after this engagement, I had closed down my sports business to get married. I had basically shut down my life to move to a new city. So I didn't have an income stream. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. So I went through about 10 months of getting still and sitting silent, which was hard because I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? But I really followed this divine still voice that says, rest and pause, everything will be okay. I started working with women to help them figure out how to brand themselves. And then it turned out to be more than branding. It was about confidence. Mm-hmm. It was about bigger vision. It was about purpose. And as I now have built the largest coaching company for women of faith in the country, it's a multi-million dollar enterprise. It wasn't about the money journey. What I found is that there are these five stages mm-hmm. of divine reinvention. I call it the purpose map. Every one of us is supposed to go through all five. Most of us will never make it out of stage two. I found this pattern in working with women to see how they changed, completely reinvented their lives, and that all of us, men and women included, are supposed to go through these five stages as well. So that's why I wrote the book, is because mm-hmm. most people in the world do not know their purpose. It's sad, but we talk about the word, but no, most people can't articulate it. Mm-hmm. And so now I've given language. It's like a class and a workshop and a little bit of a soap opera all mixed in one inside of Believe Bigger, mm-hmm. but it's designed to give you a pathway to your purpose.
Incredible. I remember in your book, you write this, when we look at our lives, we see a mess. However, God sees a map. And
yes.
That's so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. These five stages. So the first stage of life really is something we all will experience, and it's called discovery. The discovery stage is all about the do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. This is where we get shoulded on. Who should I be? What should I do? What am I supposed to do? What? Right. How do I stay out of trouble? So this is where we learn the rules. Stage two is where we go based off of what individual rules we had. So you probably had rules that were different than mine. But for me, growing up as a Black girl in a predominantly white school, I learned about how not to get in trouble. So I learned how to become a performer and to become very successful as a way to get positive attention.
Right.
So what happened for me in stage two, I pursued the law path. But in stage two of talent, we asked the question, who did I decide to be? We can be anything that we decide. It doesn't mean that's who we were born to be. Stage three is the gap. And this is where most people are right now. The gap is like a wilderness. It's like in between your Egypt and your promised land. It's mm-hmm. that confusing place where it feels like things are transitioning. And when stuff just starts happening, change is happening all around you and you don't understand it. Sometimes you can think you're under attack and mm-hmm. the world is falling apart. And what I really believe, it's a divine message saying, hey, pay attention.
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to go somewhere else. And here's where we're trying to get you're supposed to be moving towards is stage four, which is gifts. And gifts, we ask the question, how was I really designed?
Mm-hmm.
What was I really here for? And what are my superpowers? And the question I'm challenging women to ask in this season is, what is my voice? It's about an awakening of voices that have been suppressed for so long. And so all of us have different talents and abilities. That is our ultimate
Incredible.
Superpower. And that's why every person matters, every story matters, every woman matters, every experience matters. And if we tell our stories, then we change lives and it takes us into the final stage, which stage five is influence. And influence is where we ask the question, where am I now being led to lead?
Mm-hmm.
Leadership and influence is simply about going where you're needed, where your presence, your voice, your gifts, your love, and your light is needed. And that's how we change lives. That's what purpose is about. And those are the five stages of the purpose map.
Incredible. You know, when I was reading your book, I couldn't put it away. It's so inspirational. And also it gives us a practical step by step way how to improve our life and how to discover ourselves. And as a life coach, you've been mentoring women around the world. And what do you see as the biggest obstacle in achieving a bigger life?
Well, Which in chapter three of Believe Bigger, I title that chapter Stinkin', Shrinkin', Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced this concept that has helped me to help my clients to identify what's really holding them back, called little me.
Right.
And little me is this obnoxious little roommate in your head. Little me is the voice of fear and doubt and hesitation, comparison, worry, overthinking, overanalyzing, procrastination. Like, little me has a lot of little voices. But the goal of little me is to keep us small, to keep us contained, mm-hmm. to keep us in should land, to doing what I should do. So I think the biggest challenge for women today is to truly believe bigger about who you really are. That's what this is about. This is about believing bigger about what you are here for, why you are necessary, and what is uniquely inside of you that is not inside of anybody else.
I would love to also touch one more really important subject. Love again after betrayal and infidelity. I think many of our listeners can relate to this subject.
Well, the first thing I believe is not to blame. Mm-hmm. You know, just because something isn't right, it could be even evil, wrong, betrayal, doesn't mean that you can ever really explain it. But when you stop looking at yourself as a victim, as opposed to someone who's on a mission, like each of us is on a mission. And when you're on a mission, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have battles. You're going to have things that don't make sense, but you're going to a higher place. If you have that attitude, you can operate better from a place of forgiveness when you understand it didn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. It happened for you. So I looked at it like that, and I really worked on myself. And I worked on being optimistic and loving. I did not want to be bitter. I wanted to be better.
It's easy to be bitter.
It's easy.
It just comes naturally.
It comes naturally. And our friends encourage it.
Exactly.
They feed the negative monster inside of, they feed little me. So the biggest thing that I would say is work on your joy. The joy is where your strength is. Mm-hmm. And when you find your joy, you'll find someone that would never be what you didn't need, the last guy or the last person that broke your heart. But why did I need this experience? Why did I need to be cheated on in order to wake up? It takes a grown woman to ask herself that question.
These are big things.
When you do that, that's when the walls start coming down, and then you find a version of yourself that you didn't know existed, and you'll find the love of your life that you couldn't have even prayed for because it's bigger than what you could have imagined.
Wow, this is huge. I'm so happy we're talking about it. What would you like to say to our audience?
You know, I don't know if you've been struggling with trying to figure out what your purpose, your destiny is, or maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck or empty or that. I would say that you are where you're supposed to be in this season, that an awakening is happening. There's a mission calling to you with your name on it, but it's time for you to step up and step into it. And I want to challenge you to get Believe Bigger. We need you. We need you in the battlefield. We as women, we need each other. And we have to inspire each other to believe bigger. And I want to invite you to do just that.
So beautiful. Where can people find out more about you, your business, your new book? Tell us your website, your social media handles.
Yeah, so here's how you can find me. You can get the book at believebigger.com online. It's available everywhere books are sold. All of the major bookstores have it. And if you get your book, or when you get your book, you can go to believebigger.com, and I'm gifting you a complimentary vision board workshop. Mm-hmm. And I'm on social media everywhere at Marshawn Evans, but I want to also invite you to go to Marshawn, that's MarshawnEvans.com, and you can get on my email list. I'm traveling all around the world this year, so I'd love to see you, hug your neck, hear your Believe Bigger story, what your split rock is, and inspire you to believe bigger for what's on the other side.
And I encourage all of you listening to our conversation right now. This book is incredible. It's going to change your life. It delivers a practical and inspirational guide to women ready to discover a higher purpose and of course, create a beautiful and powerful life. And we all need that inspiration every day. So, Marshawn, thank you so much for writing this book for us and for inspiring us and for stepping by.
Thank you for what you do. Your voice is changing lives, too. And so thank you for being a catalyst for voices that matter.
Thank you so much.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend. Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola featured on the Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Marola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Marola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Marola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Marola on The Yola Nash Show.
To those who are tuning in right now, I'm Yola Nash, and this is The Yola Nash Show, broadcasting from the greatest city in the world. And let me remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com. So let's continue and meet my next great guest.
77 WABC, Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so excited to introduce my great guest, internationally award-winning filmmaker, director, producer, writer, Eric Marola. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And to our listeners, I'd like to mention to those who maybe don't know you yet, you've been making documentaries about innovative and groundbreaking therapies. Your socially conscious films are created to bring to public's attention many relevant issues. And the topic we're going to discuss today is also so relevant, so complex, so fascinating at the same time, and very hot. And I'm referring to stem cells. And you are the producer of the documentary called The God Cells, which is about stem cells. And the movie, I have to emphasize, the movie is gaining so much attention around the world. And my first question is, how did you decide to make a movie about this topic?
Well, since it's my fourth documentary, I've always gravitated towards, you know, as you said, scientific innovations that can help people that are related to medical science. This one was almost sort of the holy grail of them all, because it is unlike like my first movie, Brzezinski, where this person invented a very innovative treatment for cancer. You know, he owns the patent on that. Or unlike most other scientific innovations that someone owns, stem cells can't really be owned because they're just biology. They're a part of us. But I kind of wanted to dive into this world to just kind of like decipher fact from fiction. And if done properly, stem cell therapy can be incredibly helpful for people with autoimmune issues, neurological issues. But the progress that has been made is pretty remarkable and life-changing in some situations.
Mm-hmm. The God Cells, what a beautiful title. How did you come up with that fantastic title?
It was tough. I struggled with the title for a while, but since stem cells are just biology, they are kind of doing quote unquote, you know, God's work, if you would.
Right.
It came to me and I said, that's the title. There it is, you know.
Eric, what are the unique properties of stem cells?
Well, stem cell therapy itself has technically been around since the discovery of the bone marrow transplant. So it's not like it's totally brand new, but what stem cells kind of are, or what they are sort of blank slate cells that haven't really become their functionality yet. But overall, they're just sort of the building blocks of our body, capable of regenerating. For example, when you cut your hand on something or hurt yourself, your body naturally releases stem cells to go help repair that. So what stem cell therapy is just harnessing that idea and taking control of that.
Tell us a little bit more, what are the potential uses of stem cells?
Sure. For example, one family has a child with autism, and the child was able to speak complete sentences, just a kind of a classic, you know, autism symptoms. And while after one round of the stem cell therapy, this child started speaking complete sentences within weeks. Another patient with multiple sclerosis, he needed two canes to get around. After multiple stem cell therapies, he's now, you'd never know he has it. Another patient who had a hideous motorcycle accident and was living with just awful pain for over 15 years, managed to get rid of his painkillers and because of doing this particular stem cell therapy. Mm-hmm. But I will say up front, I haven't seen every single person have the same positive response. Nobody had a negative response, but there are some obvious things like age is a factor. How long you've been dealing with an ailment is another factor. Because it regenerates your organs. Like if you've had if you're at risk of heart disease or a heart attack, it can really stave off that heart attack. My father has type 2 diabetes. He had no feeling in his toes, mm-hmm. like so many people with diabetes. And his toes, a year after therapy, are pink, and he has great feeling in his toes. It's exciting.
Wow, that's fantastic. Eric, yeah. there are two leading centers in the world that are conducting research and treatments with stem cells. And I know that you went to one of those centers in Kiev, and also you went very far with this movie production. You decided to try the therapy on yourself. So please tell us a little bit about this.
It was exciting. The thing about stem cell therapy is people, of course, it is not within the reach of everyone because it is expensive, but it is something that you can get even if you're so-called healthy, just as a way of anti-aging and just sort of overall longevity. So honestly, I didn't set out to want to have the therapy necessarily, but the more people that I met, they started telling me how it changed their lives, and I just kind of started getting jealous and just said, I've got to get this. And it just kind of occurred to me, you know, here I am making a movie about this, why don't I get it also and right. film the whole darn thing? So I did, and I've actually had it twice now. And people notice. People notice my skin looked better, my hair looked different, my eyes looked, like, whiter. And I, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror every day, but mm-hmm. even when your own mother says, wow, you know, you look younger, you look better.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's like a tune-up, right, for our body,
yeah,
for our system.
It kind of is like getting a tune-up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all would love to have that. I'm getting jealous right now. Eric, please tell me and tell our listeners how can people find out more about you, your movies, and how they can contact you.
My website is my name, ericmerola.com. And it's kind of like centralized where all you can find out how to see all my movies. I'm, of course, fairly active on Facebook, somewhat on Twitter, on the usual social media platforms. All of my movies can be watched on Amazon Prime Video. If you're a member, it's free. So many people are subscribers now. And of course, it's on DVD as well. The web address for The God Cells is stemcellsmovie.com.
Yes. So Eric Merola and ericmerola.com. That's Eric's website, ericmerola.com. And please absolutely check out his fantastic movie, stemcellsmovie.com or The God Cells. And you're going to be blown away with all the fantastic information that you're going to discover.
If you go to stemcellsmovie.com, if you sign up for the mailing list, you'll have an automatic reply that gives you a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free.
And to all of our listeners who are maybe tuning in right now, I'm talking to Eric Merola, internationally award-winning film director, producer, writer, brilliant producer that I absolutely admire. Eric, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. And thank you so much for talking to me today. I know you are extremely busy, so I feel so lucky to have you on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Yola.
Eric Merola, everybody.
Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's MahnoDahno. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist. And here's some great news. I'd love to announce that Fela is going to be featured on the New York City Independent Film Festival. And you'll get a chance to see 3 of her spectacular, one-of-a-kind video poems. For more information, please visit the New York City Independent Film Festival. Their website is so easy to find, and definitely check out the program and come and see Fella's incredible video productions, all written and directed by Fella. The New York City Independent Film Festival starts on May 7th. Also exciting news, Fella's new poetry book is coming out really soon, and I'm very, very happy to hold a preview copy fresh off the press in my hands. It looks beautiful and it's full of incredibly written poetry that I guarantee will squeeze your heart. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fella and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
I feel a tear in my heart. It makes me cry. It is familiar, but quite on the sly, I find it deepened, has stilled reactions. Nothing is left but thought concoctions. There is a tear in my heart. I welcome its pain. It obliterates me. Yet something remains. It is all I've ever searched or desired, but have been blinded and endlessly mired in this and in that, in things and in matters, in opinions, words, concepts. Ran like a mad hatter, solving problems with so-called solutions, mixing cause and effect, creating more confusion of what is quite real and what's obviously not. Well, I almost completely forgot all that I knew, had suffered and learned in those times when lessons had churned inside me, demanding renewed attention in a manner quite simply beyond comprehension. Demanding, insisting, persistently stern, until I heeded the hot, raging burn of the tearing and ripping straight through my heart. The sadness and pain were only the start of a longing so great it defied a name, engulfing mind, soul, and body in flames. Take one look and you will see without fail these tears pluck at your eyes and will prevail, forcing to witness quite naked and true, and recognize all the original hues of spacious awareness, always hiding right here inside the abode of your greatest fears. All it takes is the stare in your very heart for occlusions to swiftly and gently depart as the focus of what we tend to call life. The life we all live, filled with suffering and strife. So I tell you, don't waste time and wait for the tear. Let go. Look inside. No need to stare, no need to strain, nor to force your gaze. You see? I told you, you would be amazed.
As always, so beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fella again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, don't miss my next episode. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. and Sunday 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on WABCRadio.com, stage 17, under The Yola Nash Show, or The Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me. My social media handles are Yola Nash Show or Yola Nash, and visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Till next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
The Yola Nash Show.